What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome, Matt George.
See, if Matt would have been here earlier, we wouldn't have had to do this.
Matt, you want to recall that day?
Hey, Matt, thanks a lot, pal.
What, I came in late. What day?
So Matt, I'm not even going to say today what's going on. We were talking about how fire is going to be when the round ball rock plays, and then they pan out and they show Doko and they show, and it's gonna be fire, right? Like, we were all in agreement, like, yo, this is gonna be sick. And I was like, man, without thinking, I was like, man, NBC back in Sacramento for the first time. Never mind.
Oh,
we don't need to know when the last time NBC was in Sacramento.
Well, NBC's never been in the Golden One Center, so that's the difference.
New building, new us. Do you remember that day?
Oh, vividly.
Oh yeah, that's what we were just talking about. It's so bizarre to me. Like, I remember that day so vividly.
I was 8 years old. Yeah, but I vividly remember. I more vividly remember Game 6 than Game 7, because of
that too.
Like, I remember everything going on. I remember because I've never gotten the opportunity to tell Mike this, and I hope I get the opportunity to. I was the biggest Mike Bibby fan growing up, to the point where, like, I buzzed my head. I had all the Mike Bibby gear. Like, I was the biggest Mike Bibby fan. And I was, like, in tears when Kobe elbowed Mike in the face, and it was a foul on Mike. So I remember after Game 6 writing a letter, and my mom said she would deliver it to Mike Bibby for me, just to, like, making sure he was okay. I vividly remember that series, even being 8 years old. Heartbreak. First heartbreak.
Every game of that series I remember like it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. That was the greatest series this city's ever seen. You know what's also interesting? Sorry to cut you off.
Yeah. I was just going to point out Matt's haircut.
I see him.
It's fresh. Yeah. Like, ooh, he looks like he's at
look
a
at that boy.
Matt looked like he had career day or
look
something.
Look at that boy. Hey.
It's going to be even farther by the end of the season. Don't worry.
This may sound like it's definitely not a diss. It's just an observation. And this is why the Sac State thing is so major. People love Mike Bibby in this city. Love him. Yeah. He may be the most popular of that entire group. People loved Mike Bibby.
Sure.
And you would think it might be Weber. I think they love Weber.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I think Bibby might be number one from
Chris,
that group.
I think there's a reason for that. Doug's probably close. Bobby's really, really close to that. But Chris is so good and has so many, like, he's the best player this franchise has ever seen. And I don't mean this in like a bad way. He's done so many things in life. He feels a way. Mm. Mike is relatable. Like, Mike is here. Mike has been here so much through TV, through, like, life, and, you know, now through Sac State. Same with Bobby. Same with Doug. their proximity to us feels it. The proximity to us like feels like it aids our love for those guys, whereas Chris has been further away.
I feel like I hear more stories about either, like, I know Miss P for, and she says, I'm a Kings fan because I love Mike Bibby. I hear more stories about Mike Bibby was my favorite player. I love the Kings because of Mike Bibby more than any King from that era.
Well, my first ever favorite player growing up when I first watched the Kings play was Jay Will, just because of the flashiness and everything. But I was like 6, 7 years old, even younger than this. So the first time I went and watched a Kings game was Jay Will, and I remember just being mesmerized by him. And then when they traded Jay Will for Bibby, I don't remember the trade specifically, but it felt like a legitimacy. Like, and Bibby comes in and becomes big shot Bibby, to where Chris Webber was the dude. We all know Webber was the dude. Vlade was the dad. Like, Vlade was the guy that just brought everybody together. And then in many ways, like, Christy was the enforcement. We don't need to talk about, well, we should talk about what he did to Rick Fox, because it's fun. But Bibby was big shot. Like, you needed a big moment. Bibby typically stepped up, and then Peja was just the sniper from the corner. So, I mean, it's hard to pick a favorite out of that fan favorite. I didn't even mention Bobby and what he did off the bench, man. That team was so special in so many ways. And I mean, I know every fan base connects with their best teams in history, but all of those guys, even Pollard, Turkoglu, Funderburk, for God's sake, you can find just different reasons to love all those guys and then go to Carl's Jr. and get all their bobbleheads, which I still have.
Yeah, gotta do it. Lines wrapped around the corner.
Crazy. Just absolute hysteria at Carl's Jr.
I got them all. I still got them all.
Those guys were rock stars. They were rock. I know we think about that, you know, for younger guys, Jesse, all this other stuff, even Zach. The Beam Team was amazing. That they captivated this city. I feel like that was half of what that Greatest Sean Court team was. That team was bananas as far as, like, the way people reacted to them in the city.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
I have, like, a Greg Ostertag Kings bobblehead. Like, that's how deep it went.
Well, sometimes you can go too far. There's a line, Matt, and I think you just crossed it.
Yeah, that was a good job by you. Not getting the flag.
No, I heard it. I heard it, Matt. That's fine.
Wait, what did I do?
One of my favorite things. Matt's, wait, what? What did I say? You're good, Matt. No. It's Kenny's a juvenile.
No, D-Lo did a fantastic job of avoiding that holding penalty right
Thank
there.
Thank you. No, it's good. It's fine.
Well, enough of this nonsense. Let's go game by game through this schedule and predict wins and losses. Okay.
So what stood out to you?
Kings and Suns, that's a win. Kings Jazz, that's a win. So 2-0.
Oh, there we go. Stop the season.
There we go.
What stood out to you when the schedule when you got your hands on the schedule? What stood out?
Yeah, I was stunned by the amount of national TV games.
Especially
by NBC. Like, I thought NBC is like, to me, NBC is TNT, right? It's like that is the big fish. If you're on national TV on NBC, like, that carries the legitimacy to it. No disrespect to ESPN/ABC, of course, ABC 10, watch NBA on ABC 10, or Peacock or Prime or all of these. Like, yeah. I was expecting, okay, maybe the Kings are going to have a handful of Prime games, which is essentially like NBA TV or Peacock games. But to see 5 NBC games and 9 national TV games. And then, of course, my eye immediately goes to, okay, how many of these are at home? And to the surprise of, well, it shouldn't be a surprise to anybody, because this is a theme every single year. The vast majority of the national TV games, 6 of the 9 of them, are in Sacramento. And it just, like, the NBA wants to showcase Sacramento, wants to showcase the Golden 1 Center, wants to showcase the crowd, wants to showcase the energy, maybe a beam at the end of it, although, looking at a lot of these games, I don't know if we can feel comfortable or confident about a beam being lit for many of them. Like, the NBA consistently likes to showcase that Golden 1 Center crowd and that atmosphere and how rowdy it gets. And of course, Sacramento, we show up anyway, but Sacramento especially shows up for national TV games and tries to make as much noise as possible and let them know, hey, we're here, we've been here, we haven't gone anywhere. So, like, that's the first thing that I always look at, is how many national TV games. And this year was not looking at it from a term of disrespect, because over the last couple of years, I think we were looking at it like, okay, I'm preparing to be angry because the Kings are getting gypped. The Kings are not going to have as many games as they should. But this is like, wow, they have more games than I expected. And I'm glad that Sacramento is still at the center of all of it in terms of the games being here in the Golden 1 Center. So I was very surprised and pleased with the amount of national TV games.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I put a lot of emphasis lately on NBC because I feel like that is the hallmark national TV partner with the NBA, at least this season. NBC being back, them having Tuesday night games, Sunday night basketball when football's over and everything. So that's the one I'm looking at as the creme de la creme right now, national TV. And for the Kings to get 5 of those NBC games I was shocked, just like you, Matt. I thought if they get some prime video type games, maybe ESPN here or there, but 5 NBC games is pretty impressive to me.
Yeah, and some of these games too. I mean, they're definitely exciting. I'm not happy that we have to wait all the way till March 17th for Fox in Sacramento, because who the heck knows what the Kings are going to be at that point? Like, the Kings could be completely in the bin. The Kings could be competing for a playoff spot. That's after the trade deadline, so who knows if DeRozan or somebody or Malik or other guys are going to be on the team at that point. It's going to be interesting to see how Scott Perry handles that first trade deadline, regardless of how well the Kings are or aren't doing. So I wish it was a little bit earlier, but I mean, that's sour grapes. But I mean, getting to see Cooper Flagg, getting the Lakers on national TV, Denver on national TV early on. The one thing I'm concerned about, though, is a lot of these are 8 o'clock tip-offs, and Damian will be in bed for 2 hours by that point. So I don't know if we're going to be able to get 45-year-old in the building for those, but we'll do what we can. A lot of 8 o'clock tips, guys. A lot of 8 o'clock tips.
Matt, we were talking about that. Yo, that game ended like 10:45.
Bro, I already warned the audience. Locked On Kings is going to be out at 2:30 a.m., and I apologize ahead of time. Like, with all the post-game stuff we have to do and how long it takes, I'm going to be in the Golden 1 Center. Security is going to be staring bullets at me while I'm recording and yelling at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Listen, I don't have to be there to be able to properly cover this basketball team.
Mm-hmm. Well, but you're going to have to watch the game when you wake up at 4 o'clock doing rip curls or something.
Oh, shut up, Matt.
J-Lo going to be covering the team like we said earlier. The East Coast team playing on the West Coast. Going to wake up at 2 to
watch
the games.
I'm going to these games, and I'm staying till the end just to shut this noise up.
No shot. You're going to be asleep. We're going to find Grandpa Barling slumped over in a chair in the media section at 8:30 at the end of the first quarter.
I don't know, man. It's a new D-Lo, man. He'd be outside, everything, man.
That's right.
I don't know, man. It's a new D-Lo.
Katie will be there. Katie will be up.
Oh, you think I go to sleep early? My goodness. I just got a text that said, hey, I'm going to take a nap right now. Goodness gracious. Did the back-to-backs bother you? There's 5
really.
In January, I think 14 total.
Yeah, 14 total. I mean, No, I expect it. I more care about like 3 games and 4 nights, and there is a handful of batches of those, but I'm not like back to backs. I expect them at this point. I don't view them as an excuse. Everybody else has to deal with them. Another thing that's always high for the Sacramento Kings is miles traveled. Like always, the Kings are always towards the top, if not at the top of miles traveled. And that just comes down to where they're located. I mean, being in the California, being on the West Coast, like if you're on the East Coast, like a New York, there's still a lot of teams in kind of a close group in Sacramento and in California. You do have the Warriors an hour and a half up the road or down the road, but then the next closest is LA, which is only an hour flight, but still those miles add up, and going to Phoenix or going up to Portland. So like the miles travel is always a big thing that I know a lot of people react to. Like though, I think these things are so small in comparison to the actual problems that the Sacramento Kings have. So it's not worth the energy to be upset about. I would like to get to a point where the Kings are good to where we can start to complain like we did 2 years ago about conspiracies of the Kings having to travel so much. But no, nah, I don't really, back-to-backs don't really bother me. What bothers me more is like, I looked at the first 7 games, and 5 of the first 7 are on the road. And I'm thinking, okay, like it's a test right out the gate. Over the last handful of years, the Kings have been better on the road than they've been at home. So I guess you could take some positive from that, except we know what Doug Christie's all about. Doug Christie's all about like defending home floor and making sure that the Golden 1 Center is going to be an incredibly difficult place to play for every opposing team in the league. So I expect that the Kings will be better at home this season than they've been, or they have to be. And they were under Doug in last season when he took over as the interim head coach. So, I mean, I'm very interested to see how this team starts. And then I made the joke about it on November 7th, the Kings play their first NBA Cup group stage game against OKC, and like, not trying to be overly negative or pessimistic, but the Kings NBA Cup chances might end night one, depending upon how that game against OKC goes. Cause typically you have to go 4-0 in your group to really have the best chance of moving out. And I don't know if the Kings are going to be able to do that with OKC and Minnesota as their first 2 group stage games, but hey, we got some big games in Sacramento right out the gate. So that excites me.
Yeah. I'm all for that. And we were talking about it earlier, and it always just seems like we break down the schedule a lot and talk about the Kings, and it always just seems like the Kings it's always a bad schedule. I've never done this, and it feels like, oh man, the Kings got a break this year. You know, this is great. It's like, no, it always feels like a rough schedule. And they go, oh man, that 6-game road trip, wow. NBA did them dirty. Well, everybody goes on a 6-game road trip.
Some go on 7 and 8 game road trips because the rodeo is there or the Grammys are in town.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. I enjoy looking at the schedule, actually seeing it, seeing dates and stuff like that. I always look for the weekend games and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, you know, it's the NBA. And I said earlier, I think there's only 2 like really, really bad, not talented teams in the NBA. Other than that, you're going to be playing good players every night. Somebody could drop 40 on you on any team.
This isn't the best for my high school football coverage schedule either with ABC 10, but we have a lot of Friday nights in the Golden 1 Center. We got a lot of Friday nights in the Golden 1 Center, which I think, I mean, we know how Doko gets on the weekends and how much fun it is. So, I mean, I don't know how good the team's going to be. I'm hoping they're entertaining. I'm curious about them, which is the best way that I can, I guess, most optimistic way to sum up this team going into the season. I'm curious about what they're going to be. But Friday nights, Saturday nights in Doko are going to be fun. And we got a lot of big games on Fridays and Saturdays in Golden 1 Center.
Not related, but related to what Kenny said. January 20th, this is the Lakers at Denver. At the Clippers, at Dallas, at Chicago. Boy, that's ridiculous. I just saying that out loud is ridiculous. At Denver, at the Clippers is ridiculous.
Why?
At Dallas, at Cleveland, at Washington, at New York, at Brooklyn.
Oh, my God.
It runs January 20th to February 3rd. The Grammys are February 1st. The Grammy road trip. For the Los Angeles Lakers,
that
they have every single year.
And the Spurs have the rodeo.
Yeah, I was going to look that one up
next. Chicago have the circus, or do they still do
the circus? Oh, is that what it is? Okay, yeah. I knew there was a circus one, but I couldn't remember who it was.
Man. And the Kings just have Sacramento.
Right.
You're the king, so you're going on a 7-game road trip. But yeah, that's like having them go to Chicago, then to the Warriors, and then to Texas.
That is so ridiculous.
By the way, Matt, January 9th, you know, bus trip to the dental office. Let's go.
What are you talking about? I'm going to be doing the show from there. You guys are going to be back here, and I'll be giving you the tour of the dental office part three or something like that.
We're going to be there. So great.
We're going to be there. That was one of the great
shows. Well, what's my favorite is Matt is just constantly mortified by how these hits from the Chase Center go, whether it's too loud, whether they're rehearsing some song, whether like he's just got to get up and just keep moving. We find it incredible.
Yes.
Matt is just miserable through the whole process.
I've had some of the most unprofessional nights of my career at the dental office, from those call-ins to the show to my boy Tony Harvey just standing in the middle of my shot. Bro, I've had like I'm scared what's gonna happen when I show up at the
best
Center.
Part about Tone is he gets up almost in slow motion and just turns around and just nonchalantly starts filming. Was that where Rosé was talking to Domas, I think?
It was when Rosé and Mike, it was when they were shooting for the Starting Five documentary. So Rosé, Domas' wife, and I don't remember her name, I apologize, and Mike Brown were all sitting in the crowd asking questions. Right. And then that was the night where Mike asked Domas about why he didn't play JaVale McGee. It was such a weird game. It was a fun game though, because that was right at the start of the year. Vibes were like bad. The team was not playing well, and then all of a sudden they beat the Golden State Warriors, and everybody was happy. Everybody was back. It was great. It was such a weird time.
Well, those things happen. Beat the Warriors. Beat the Lakers. We'll figure everything else out. We will figure.
I also might have gone on a rant about doing something to the Bay Bridge or the Golden State or Golden Gate Bridge on.
Oh my God.
A fantastic out of context rant, but by the way, it landed with Warrior fans. Warrior fans loved it, but apparently some articles in San Francisco don't understand humor.
This is one of the silliest things I've ever seen. You know what the funny thing is, like 5 years of this show, Matt's probably the biggest troublemaker.
Oh, without a doubt. You can ask ABC.
Yeah, starter.
Too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We're pausing jokes all day, and Kyle is doing inappropriate things with
Domingo
this
watch.
Drop, and still, it's Matt George that we got Jason Jones on this show for 5 years, and seemingly it's Matt George who gets in more trouble than anyone else. Matt George has been banned by an entire radio station.
That's crazy.
For leaving and going on to do better things with my life.
We get mentioned more on that radio station than Matt George does.
Brother. I could write a book on unique ways Matt George has pissed someone off. I could have a best-selling series. And it's going to be narrated by Damian Barling on Audible.
Unique ways. I'll do the foreword for you. Unique ways that Matt George has pissed people off.
I could write a trilogy.
Oh, you really could.
No, like really it's the amount of emails that ABC 10 gets about things that I say or do on podcasts or on social media, which by the way, these miserable people that lose sports debates or don't have a sense of humor that decide to email your bosses and your managers
crazy.
Because you're the worst. They're the worst people. I can say that with a smile on my face. You are just the worst horrible people. And I hope you can find something better to do with your job.
I'm always fascinated by those people who are like, I'm going to contact your boss. What you said about the Kings upset me so much. Or you use the word damn too freely on your podcast, I'm going to tell your boss.
It wasn't that bad of a word. It was a word that I thought was fine that I got in trouble for on my podcast, which I will not even be able to say on this show anymore.
They need to be more like my guy Stanley. Call in, say it with your chest, and ask Jerry Jones to buy the station.
Ask Jerry Jones to buy the station and fire you two.
What was it? Spurs reporter wanted to call the manager on you?
Spurs reporter said, Spurs I've been trying reporter. To reach your office.
Sir, what is your actual name?
Like, really? You're a reporter, and you can't figure out who runs this radio station? Well, I got news for you, pal. Neither can we.
I'm just saying, social media has done a phenomenal job of turning everybody back into like elementary school children. Because like, remember when you would get laughed at for tattletaling? Now if people just do it professionally to other people's bosses when you say something that they don't like.
Those people are 10 times worse than like the random commenter troll. Like, because it takes no energy to write, oh, you guys suck. Like, that takes 2 seconds.
Right.
But to track down an email address and sit down and I'm really upset about what Matt said and
reevaluate your life, man.
Crazy.
Come on, man.
There's going to be an email that my bosses get about this show. So I'm looking forward to talking about that one, too.
No, fine. You could send them to old D-Lo and Casey.
What do people say? Go touch grass or something like that.
That's not what I'd say. I'd say kiss my rhymes with grass.
No, right. Well, unfortunately, Kenny, I've used that exact statement before on social media and gotten called into the office.
Come on, man. All right, man.
I told you, Matt was the biggest.
I got a novel.
Matt is the biggest troublemaker.
That's unique crazy.
Unique ways that Matt George pissed you off. Send an email in. We'll compile stories. And we'll get this book going.
That's just that kid. Just, hey, what's up, Mrs. Detention Teacher? I'm back.
The first three chapters could just be we get the first chapter when D'Lo met Matt. Man, that's probably that could be half the book right there.
The first chapter. That's the first book of the trilogy.
Oh, okay.
Book one, Damien Barling.
Damien Barling.
Oh, that's great. And look at us now.
Look at us now. Talking too much Sacramento.
So
you are a changed man. I've heard you are a changed man. So if I'm not the biggest representation of Damien Barling's change and growth, then I don't know.
I think
is that a flag? That's a flag.
No, I think you and I were in a tough spot. Like Matt's been hungry from the moment he stepped on the court.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just in a weird position there because the thing about the lowdown was we started 2 days after Deuce and Mo got fired. And it's like, man, you talk about putting us in a tough spot. Like, whether the two are related or not, like, look at what you just put us under.
Right.
Like, you just got rid of two people that this audience loved. And it's like, oh, here's this guy you don't know. Here's this guy from TV. And here's the guy in Matt who's been a big, you know, part of the station. He's going to have a bigger role with this. Oh, and here, who's not leading the show, is the guy you know the most in Jason Ross. Mm-hmm. And it was tough. And Matt wanted to figure things out. I wanted to figure things out. And it just a little testy to start. That's all.
Let's just call it the product of the environment. Let's just call it the environment.
It's facts. What
just call him Matt Kuminga. No. They wouldn't let him play.
That team refused to let Matt George play. Like there was two or three Steve Kerrs over there. But
I'll tell you what, there weren't too many people lining up offering Malik Monk and the first round pick to get me out of there.
Yeah, but now look, right now. Now you're all NBA.
That's right, man. All the more reason to go get Kuminga, Scott Perry.
It.
Come on.
That's it.
Am I the Dominic Mysterio of Sacramento media? Like, I'm just, do I make everybody that angry?
Well, but here's the thing though, Matt, and this is all that matters. Dom's over.
He's great.
There might
Dom
be,
is great.
I mean, Rhea, Cody.
Is he more over than Jay?
He's right there.
Yeah.
Like, there aren't many guys more over than Dominic Mysterio. Like, I think I can comfortably say top five.
And it's been years. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm not the, of course, biggest fan of the Logan Paul podcast or whatever it's called, but he had Undertaker, Mark Calloway on, and Mark had like a 5-minute answer at one time. I saw this online of talking about how amazing of a job Dominic is doing as a heel, like in the heat that he has and how natural it is and stuff like that. I was like, okay, if you're getting Undertaker's seal of approval for what you're doing at that age, you're doing a good job.
This is going to sound like hate, and it probably is. he passed daddy so long ago.
Mm.
Oh my God.
Wait. You mean like all time?
Yes.
Oh no, it's bad.
Yes.
No, that's
you don't have a championship.
Bro,
what?
Show some respect.
I enjoy him better than Pops, but
Dom is already a bigger star than Rey Mysterio.
Oh no. We can't we're not gonna do that.
Wow. How many masks
on the cover of WWE? Yeah. He's not on the cover of 2K.
We need to figure out
was
why.
Was Rey on the cover of 2K?
Yeah.
Did that game sell?
Sure. I don't know.
Kenny bought it.
I actually didn't.
Minor details. I just dumped that.
I bought it. No, see? I will. I'm kind of with D'Lo though on that, because there's only one moment from Rey's career that I think is like universally celebrated, and it was when he won the Royal Rumble from number one position for Eddie Guerrero. That's
really?
Like,
I thought it was when Kevin Nash threw him into the trailer.
That was one. I saw the other day when Big Show had him on a stretcher and threw him against.
Well, I think Big Show knocked him out one time. Like, actually.
Most of Ray's big moments are him getting his ass whooped.
Remember when Batista turned on him and killed him?
Ray's the first guy to win the WWE Championship and lose every match he was in.
Well, he is like 5'4".
Oh, Batista murdered him on television. Like, murdered him.
God, like, yeah, absolutely did. Oh, but man. He managed to beat Dom every time they wrestle.
Yeah, won't even put his own kid over.
Hey, real quick, more or less, you get this read-in in time.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. I've got my lineup ready to go. I'm putting it on social media. Go check it out. And it's at Prize Picks. Make sure you download the promo code KIFM. Get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. That's promo code KIFM.
Well, what you want to do is download the Prize Picks app
and use
the promo code KIFM.
KIFM for sure. Make sure you put that in there. You got to go to... You must be present in certain states. Go to prizefix.com for more details. Prizefix, run your game. Nah, I was trying to check and see who was first.
Nah, so what Jesse's doing is he's starring it now. I think that's Jesse doing
that.
Yeah,
I started that time.
Doing, every once in a while, I direct traffic. I say this to Kenny all the time. Every once in a while, I direct traffic, and I lead him right into a car.
You did.
That's exactly what I just did. I just ushered Kenny in front of an SUV. That's my bad. Matt George breaks down the schedule over on the Locked On Kings podcast and on ABC 10. Matt, we appreciate you as always.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.